The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Mention our coverage of the Michigan-Illinois game. That'll be on our Ann Arbor radio brethren, our brother station 102.9 W4 Country. And so it'll be a 9 o'clock game. Thankful, as my partner Ira said, man, we don't have any 9 o'clock home games. Thank
glorious.
You.
Glorious.
Thank
yes.
you. Which is great. But
remember last year we had a 9:30 against UNC.
Ridiculous.
I took the next day off.
Ridiculous. But it is a 9 o'clock road game tonight against the Illini. We'll talk about it tomorrow here on the show. Let's go to the phones. It wouldn't be a show ending, a show close, without hearing from this guy. Let's talk to Jake in Ann Arbor. Jake, what's up?
I am pumped up. We are 11 awesome hours till the Michigan-Illinois game. We are 21 awesome days till the Michigan-Alabama game. I know there's some people down on this team, but I think we can go in there and upset Alabama and stuff. I really think we're going to do it one game, one play, one moment at a time. I'll hang up and listen, go blue, win or lose. I'll hang up and listen, go blue.
And so, look, I mean, saying it's a tough game. Defense travels. And I want to see Coburn against, against a formidable post presence like John Teske. And hopefully it won't be one where he is – he is hampered with foul trouble. Like he, I just think that John Teske to be a senior, be a guy who's established himself as he may be establishing himself as a consistent top offensive performer, but he's established himself as a really good defender. And just to watch that game, last Friday, it's like, man, this guy doesn't get the whistle respect that he should. And so hopefully that won't be an issue tonight. Hopefully they don't hit him with some chippies and, cheap fouls earlier in the game that will make life a whole lot easier in the paint area if and when he's not in there. So fingers crossed in that regard. But let's see Kofi Coburn against a really significant and established experienced post presence. And then let's see if Michigan collectively can carry some of that offensive momentum that they picked back up against a very, very porous, Iowa team. I know, but I'll say it again. Illinois wasn't much better than Iowa last year defensively. These were two peas in a pod. So I got to see them be this formidable foe. Now, they're fast-paced, they're up-tempo, they get up and down, they can turn you over. Michigan has had some issues in that regard, more issues than we are accustomed to them having. We talked about X's assist number, second in the nation in assists at over 8 per game, but his turnovers are up as well at over 3 per game. So will they take better care of the basketball in tonight's affair on the road down in the Assembly Hall? That is going to be a big key to this contest, one where there is some exceptional young talent on the other side. As Steve laid out, two top 50 players in IU Dosunmu, and then, of course, the young big fellow we've been talking about, Kofi Coburn, 4 starters back. They're an experienced team now, and these are Brad Underwood's guys. This is his crew. That'll do it for today's show. Coming up next is Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. Tomorrow, of course, we have the MGO Blog Roundtable, but we'll also have a Dancing with the Michigan Stars announcement and preview. That great event that, the proceeds go to support Chad Tuff. So we're looking forward to that. That's tomorrow here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.